The Players' Championship is moving back to its original spot in March this year. And as Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton tells us, ticket sales are up. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Players' Championship, biggest sporting event in Northeast Florida. It's making a move.
It is. This year, the PGA Tour decided to shuffle its schedule. It's moving its PGA Championship, which is one of the major tournaments, to another date, which moves basically everything else back, which means the Players' Championship is moving from May to March. For the last couple of years, at least the last 10 years, they've held this during Mother's Day weekend. But now it's going back to the dates that we typically saw from about 1982 all the way to 2007.
What makes the Players special among tournaments?
Well, you've got the Island Green, the 17th hole, which is world famous. It's a very challenging course. It's in Florida, so it's a beautiful, beautiful time of year to come here. And also, it's a huge prize purse. I mean, this will pay out about $2.25 million to the winner this year, which is the largest prize purse in golf.
And the move is already paying off for the organizers.
Yeah, the executive director of the tournament told us ticket sales are up about 10% from where they were last year. And they're actually seeing a lot of interest from people who live in Atlanta and Charlotte or New York and Chicago, places that have seen kind of a harsh winter and are ready for some warmer weather. March, unlike May, is kind of hit or miss with the weather. Sometimes it's great, sometimes there's some rain, but we definitely know in May it's going to be hot. So I think it'll actually be pleasant. It'll be a little bit better for the tournament organizers and everybody coming to visit the Ponte Vedra area in Jacksonville at that time.
What kind of impact does this event have on the region?
Well, they estimate $151 million in economic impact for the region.
Where do we see some of those impacts?
Well, local restaurants, certainly. You've got a lot of restaurants in the Ponte Vedra area. Also, the beaches. A lot of the hotel rooms fill up. They've done a lot in Jacks Beach and Atlantic Beach of having, you know, of bringing new restaurants in. And then also, I think you're still going to see the impact downtown. People love to stay on the riverfront here in downtown Jacksonville. They love to go to Five Points or, you know, to San Marcos. So I think everywhere, and heck, even the town center is going to see a bump, I think, as well. About 30 million people will watch this tournament worldwide. So a lot of eyes, not only on Ponte Vedra and Sawgrass, but also Jacksonville as well. You get those beautiful skyline shots, helicopter shots of downtown Jacksonville. And I think it's just another way to market the region.
This tournament is around spring break time. So when do people who live at the beach need to get out of there if they don't want the traffic?
Well, this tournament is going to be held March 12th through the 17th. My mom works down there in Ponte Vedra, and so she is already stressing about the drive. But, you know, the locals know how to get around all the traffic. I would just say be prepared. During the morning times and during the afternoon times is when you're going to see the most traffic. And during the weekends, it's all day.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.